Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. There is a part of the Jewish celebration of Passover during the Seder period when Jews are reminded of the coming of the Messiah and his second coming. That's the headline. In a moment, Steve Herzig will join me at this broadcast table to explain the Seder.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I know you, as a part of your ministry, go into churches, and wherever you can get a group of Christians together, you will teach the Passover Seder.
The whole celebration revolves around the Passover meal. He celebrated the Passover, and so I think it's vital that churches understand that Jesus is Jewish, his disciples were Jewish, they celebrated a Jewish feast, and as they were gathering around remembering the one-time event that took place, that is their redemption after 400-plus years of slavery, they were remembering that one-time event, and now Jesus was sitting with his disciples, and they were celebrating that memorial. All those things were looking back at God redeeming his people, and now Jesus was seated with his disciples. Before him, he had his face set as a flint, the Bible tells us, towards Jerusalem, and now he was there. And now the Lamb who God sent was going to, the very next day, take the sins of the world upon him. And he celebrated that Passover and instituted a new memorial. But when they remember, they're also looking forward to what the Lamb of God to redeem them. He took the sins of the world. Anybody who trusts in him is forgiven. And let me, if I can, give you one example. There is part of the Seder service where there are three matzahs in a bag. It's always the middle matzah that's taken, always. It's broken, it's wrapped, it's hidden away, and it's brought back. It's called the afikomen, the only Greek word in the whole Seder service. And Jewish people do it. Everybody does the afikomen. It's looked for, searched for, it's purchased with a price. And then everybody partakes. Everybody partakes. The rabbis say you can't leave the Seder unless everybody partakes of the afikomen. It means he came. When I show that in a church and tell them that there's three matzahs, it's in one unit, it's always the middle matzah taken, it's always broken, wrapped, hidden away, and brought back, and it means he came. Who came? Oh, Jimmy, the Jewish people without knowing it. The middle matzah is the Redeemer. He came. Jewish people look for him to come. Every year at the end of the Seder, when he doesn't come, we say next year in Jerusalem.
Yes. Steve Herzig with the details behind the Passover Seder. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Steve's explanation of the Passover Seder brought to our attention the afikoma relating to the coming of the Messiah and his coming again. As Jesus fulfilled the Passover at the time of his death and his resurrection on the Jewish feast of first fruits, Jesus will come to the earth on the Jewish feast of tabernacles. Now that's not the rapture, but the Messiah's second coming. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of all the Jewish feast days. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...